Before we start, Sif Lamed Aleph and Simin Shin Aleph, I would just like to be Messiah. We had learned in the end of Sif Lamed Gimel that if one could avoid wearing a beged that has mucks in it, one should avoid this. They only make the mokim shash gizelo, which perhaps we had the two mahalchim and Sif Lamed Beis. The Taz had said that a person is permitted to put on a sadin im tzarich loy, if he needs to wear the sadin. So it seems the Taz is oblivious to this remor in Sif Lamed Gimel that says, "Abamokim shein sorich loy, v'yuchal anicham b'bayis yesh lahachmer." One should be machmer. So, perhaps the Taz learned pshat that if it's sorich loy, he needs it because he needs to wear the sadin. His suit got very dirty. They spilled the cholent on top of it. That's also called tzarich loy. And he's permitted that as the chiddush in Sif Lamed Beis, according to the Taz. And perhaps we had also learned a goyin. We didn't understand. The goyin says one is permitted to wear a sadin if the coins are not muktzim. So we had asked, so what is the chiddush? If the coins are not muktzim, they're menukovim. So what is the chiddush? Perhaps this is also the chiddush, that if he needs to wear this beged, he's permitted to wear a beged with things in his pocket, even though there is a chashash of he might go outside and carry it. But since there's a tzorech to wear the beged, this is permissible. Now, let us see Sif Lamed Dalet. Yaitzei Odom Besuda Amekupul Al Tseifoi. A Suda, I don't know, here he has a picture of a Suda. This is the bottom row. This is a picture of a Suda Mekupol Al Kseifoi. I mean, the Suda went lower than this, but he folded it around. He folded it around his shoulders, and it's not going further down. I'm a kupol al kseifoi. Afal pi she'ein nima kirucha loy al etzboi. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurim, bizman chazal, there were other sudorim that they came with a type of a string that came out of the sudor that one used to tie to his finger to ensure it shouldn't fall off. That means the Suda did not drape over his body the way it seems the Sudrim normally did. It was only draped around his shoulders. It was folded up and draped around his shoulders. So other Oiskim held in the Gemara, there's such a mandiyom that held that this is a little scary to wear because it might slip off. So therefore, in order to ensure it shouldn't slip off, There used to be a string coming out of the Suda, and one used to tie this to the Etzbam to ensure it will remain secure. But the Mechaber says this is not necessary. Meiker Adin, the one is permitted to wear the Suda Mekupel, even though he doesn't have this Nima to guarantee it won't slip off. V'imein ha-suda chayfa reishai v'rubai. But if this suda does not... Now, the first case we are speaking about, this suda, there was... The suda was large enough to cover his head and to cover reiv of the goo. We're speaking about he folded it up. It's on his shoulders. It's not chayfem roishay verubay, but there is enough material in this suda to cover roishay verubay. Then this suda is called a malbush, and one is permitted to wear this malbish b'derech kippul, because that also was a seder halavishim. People used to wear this suda folded up around on the shoulders. But if the suda is very small, it is not large enough to cover reishe v'rubay, so then it's not a malbish at all. Also, lotzeis boy, so one is not permitted to wear it at all. Elim ken koshal shnei roishav lamata mikseifav zeim zeh. Unless he uses it as a belt, it's not over the shoulders, it's underneath the shoulders. Then it loses the shei malbish, and the only thing it can be used, if one wants to wear it, is a different oifen to wear it as a belt, tying something underneath the shoulders. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Amikupol al kseifoi. So here the first halacha was that one is permitted to wear a sudam which is folded up and is on resting on his shoulders. Av al gav the betalis also b'mekupel. We had learned before, if one will fold up a talis, and that was, we had this picture, this was in the beginning, if the talis is folded up and it's only on his shoulders, he folded up the whole talis, so that is not considered derech levisha. B'mayshikosa b'siv choftes b'sud shari. But if a person is wearing a suda, the suda, derech levishosoi kach b'chol, during the week, this was a derech levisha, lekaploi al tseifov, to fold it up and it should rest on his shoulders. So this is the difference of between a suda and a talus. The holds a mighty bimkoimai shederech eza noshim leilech kein lefomim. That means there were people that used to wear it this way. Ava pishain nimo dika lamanda omar bigmorem. The binin davke shain nimo yoite mea suda. You need a string coming out of the suda ukrucho alet boi, and it's wound around the finger lahachzikoi to secure the suda shleipo mikseifo, that it shouldn't slip off the shoulders. Avalekai melonochi. Vimeina suda vahainu shuhu kotso. The suda is a short suda. Ve'ein boy shir kedei lechapais roishay v'rubay. It is not large enough to cover roishay v'rubay. Lekatzorich liksha shnei roshav lemata mikseifov. So then you cannot wear it on your shoulders. You can only wear it underneath your shoulders, underneath your arms, and you can use this as a belt. V'shori avo pishek tzor, even though there's not too much material, but as a belt, it will do fine. Rabbein. Avum Yesh Basuda Shir Kelechabra Yisroche Verubay. But if the Suda is larger, there's enough. When you spread out the Suda, it can cover Sad and Rav Gufoy. Oz Avi Mekapla Yalksei from Shari. Then you don't have to use it as a belt. You can fold it up and put it on your shoulders. Chamashe Kosov Bereish Asib. The Mikri Malbush. If there is enough material in the Suda to cover his head and Rav Gufoy, so this is considered a Malbush. V'derech Levishasei Bekach, and other people wear this Malbush in this oifen that it is folded up and only on his shoulders. Steve Lamed, hey. A Gabuch and Dirshui brings down a Shaila. Either the Chazanish was Mekel or the Chazanish was Ma'ayin in the Shaila. The person Shabbos is allowed to wear a jacket on his shoulders. That means he's not sticking his hands into the sleeves. And this is called the Darach Levisha. Others say the Chazanish were Mekel, others say the Chazanish was metadid lahokol. This is very much negeim mistamim b'nei brak, where it's very hot. So kaponim, one could appreciate the shaila a little more if the jacket is, he's not wearing the jacket completely, it's only resting on his shoulders. Sitz lamed hay. Levodim hakoshim. Levodim is felt. So you have here material of felt, which is the slip. Also, lehaviyam bershus arabim oy bekalmelis, shehu meutef bahem. That means he's going to take felt material and somehow he's going to, he has a whole large piece of felt material, which is nice and stiff, and he's going to somehow bend it around him and he's going to wear it. So the din is, that's not derech levisha. There's such a material which is very stiff, it is not worn. You can make a hat out of it if you want to, but it is not material that could be worn properly, so that what he wants to put it around himself will not give it a teiras beged. V'im einam choshim harbe, but if it is not so stiff, it is flexible, muto, then this is permissible. Then it's called Derech Levisha. Levodim HaKoshim, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Shein Derech Malbish Milvodim HaKoshim. People do not wear stiff material made out of felt. V'havikim Masui, V'oso. U'mashme B'Rambam Dafilum Heim Dakim, even though it's thin. So if it's thin, it's more flexible than when it's thick. Also, keeping shul kosher, since it's still stiff. So when it's stiff, even though it's thin, it does not get a shame beged. But if it is not so stiff, muta lavim dechito vavilo bishusarabim, it is a thin material, it's pliable and flexible, so then it can get a shame malbush. Now we'll talk about halachas which are perhaps very negeya. Muta lotzeis b'shabbos v'shnei malbushim. One can wear two malbushim, zeh al gav zeh. one over the other. Bein litzolchoi, maybe he needs these both malbushim for his own use. Bein litzoyrech chaveroi, he needs it for his chaver's use. That means he's coming from his house. He knows his father's in shul already. His father did not bring a raincoat, so he's going to wear two raincoats, one on top of the other. He's going to take them to shul. Bein shehem shnei halukim. Now he says they're two shirts. Bein shehem shnei sabolim. Bein sabol suselyin, two coats. Bein shehem shtei chagoyres, two belts. Zoyal gavzu, one on top of the other. Someone forgot his belt, so he's going to put on two belts and bring it. Vafilu ein malbush mamsik beinayim. So the machaber holds that one can wear one belt over another belt, even though theoretically the second belt is not accomplishing anything. It is mutal. If there are two malbushim, we'll see if a person is wearing pants and a coat, and one belt is for the pants and the other belt is for the coat. That's another story. But the machaber was makel, afilu you have one belt over the other belt, and theoretically it's not accomplishing anything. The machaber holds this is permissible. That's the shita samachabah. Zokteremo, v'yesh oishrim shtei hagoyreis. Others asa two belts, zel zel, elim kein, malbish mavsik beinayim. Unless there is a different malbish, what the second belt is being used for. That means he has two malbushim, he has a pants, he has a coat, and one belt is for the coat and one belt is for the pants. So then this is permissible. Each belt has its own function. But if the second belt has no function whatsoever, this is also, a belt is worse than a coat, two coats. V'chein roi linoig. The Ramah says one should be machma, not wear one belt over another belt. Umut alil b'shnei koivim zel zel. One is permitted to wear perhaps a kapel and a hat over it. V'chein shnei ampilois, two pairs of stockings.
What?
No. I think stockings. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Bein litzoyrech chaveroi. He's wearing a coat, not for himself. He's wearing it to bring for his chaver. Av al gav. She'ein loy shum hano bozer. We're not speaking about that it's 10 below zero and he's wearing two coats, so he's getting warmer from the second coat also. We're speaking about that it's one coat is daiva haisam and he's wearing two coats. Afilo hochi loy merzi kimasui. It doesn't look like he's carrying. Kivin de derech malbushu. That means each coat he's wearing. So you look at each coat separately. I'm wearing this coat, so there's nothing wrong with this coat. I'm wearing the other coat, nothing's wrong with the other coat. So since each coat is a derech malbush, so even though when you add them together, they're two, but there's no problem. Each one is derech malbish. So this is permissible. V'yesh oisrim shtei chagoyreis. And others ask two belts. V'leidomi l'shnei malbushim. Shederech odom lilbosh oisom v'pnei hakor. That means two belts also have a pshat. That means in the winter, there's an Indian of wearing two, so it's derech levisha in the winter. So in the summer, it's also mutter. What? Yeah, fill in the summer, but since in the winter, it's derech levisha too, so it doesn't lose the shame malbish. But two belts, Mahanoyesh, it's not, there's no union of two. There's never a benefit that one acquires from a second belt. Vein derech lachter, the derech is not, it is not called a seder levisha. So it is considered that he's carrying. But a mashma b'poiskim, the lekula alma eini suri ela midarabonim. Mina teire, the zicha alumbis of, you look at each belt pasunda, and each belt is derech levisha. You don't have to take the both belts into consideration at one time. But midarabonim, since one doesn't wear two belts at a time, so midarabonim it's derech masui. But since one does wear two begodim at a time, sometimes during the year, so it's never called derech masui. But so the poskim it would seem that it's the rabbanan kimish al kochonim derech levishahu. This is derech levisha. Ela da'asa mishum di mezike masui. But here it's more boilet. Since no one wears two belts, it looks like he's carrying. So it's also midarabonim. The host game. So that's wearing two belts, one on top of the other. The host game, lachger, patelke alach hagoyrev. Avadi gibist, if he's wearing a belt to hold up his pants, and he wants to take along a long kerchief, a long handkerchief, so he's going to tie the handkerchief around his waist. So this will also be a belt to hold up his pants. So he says, so this is it also. Then there is lachger bekach. The derech is not to be choyger a handkerchief over a belt. So this is zicher also. V'chayodam cross of the bozer. If you have, you're gonna do this. You're gonna wear a belt holding up your pants. And then around that, you're going to put a handkerchief to hold up your pants. The bezafel day of Rishayna also. That means the first day you said two belts is mutter. That's two belts. Mamish two belts. Two leather belts. So according to the first day, it is mutter. But a handkerchief over a belt, I feel according to the first day, and is also. Well, here we're talking about he's using it as a belt. We'll see how another he found him. The kibin shen derech lacher bezeh b'chol minker lacher. So here it is nicker shemarim lohiti. Here this spells out. He wants to carry the handkerchief. Rafula b'kalmulis also. Ubitas sit cotton yudalid nosanate. Vitas said, listen, if a person needs a handkerchief, there's a problem. He can't, not he agrees, he cannot use this long handkerchief as a belt. So the Taz said, Sheyechaber Roisha Patelke Beroisha Chagure Banive, he should lengthen the first belt with the handkerchief, make a bow. Does ye nire kechagoyra ruke, viyachir gamba patzalke. So if he lengthens the belt with the handkerchief, and he's using the handkerchief to function as a chelik of the belt, he has a long belt, and the handkerchief is helping, holding up it. See, it's lengthening the length of the belt. So then it'll be mutter. He's doing with her, and that would also be mutter. Lefia mevur lekamei yochel laker es apatzelka yidei hefzik malbish. That means the way we learned later in the Rambam that if he's wearing two malbushim, so he can use for each malbish a belt. So then he has a better eitzer. The Hainu ima chagoyri lemailov, he has a belt around his coat. Yafkerena ala michnasayim. So he should go and use the handkerchiefs to hold up his pants. And these are two different malbushim. And so then two belts are mutter. Avul also likshas amatpachas soviv haregel. Now there were other people who used to tie. They had a problem. The problem is a problem, which we won't deny. They didn't want to go out in the street without a handkerchief. They have an allergy, they have a cold. And they have a problem, but how do you go out with a handkerchief? So they tied it around their feet, which is a hitzor shalai kederech, but it's also midarabonam. So you're not allowed to do this. It's also not. Shein ederech malbish klau, aliyasa kiniska lael, o yichach oisai sovi vatavo. He should tie it around his neck. He ties it around, but he should tie it around his neck. That's what the Tzeis HaShulchan says. He should tie it around. He has to take a big handkerchief. He should tie it around his neck. He should make an aniv. It shouldn't hang. He should tie it around his neck. And in the winter, it's making him warm. In the summer, it's helping absorb the sweat, so it has, it's functioning as a malbish, should not hang, he should make a bow with this. The Tzeis HaShulchan also brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, perhaps by us it's not Negeya, but perhaps by some Hasidim it's Negeya, they used to, those that had long stockings. So the Shiloh was, they used to use the handkerchief as garters to hold up the stockings. I mean, since the stockings would fall, so then they can use this handkerchief to hold up the stockings. That is, then there would be muta al yidei regel. Now, let us see, we'll go a little further. Then we'll see the, then we'll say over the dirshu. There, all there. So one should not put one belt, that's the Ramo Asas, one belt on top of the other belt. Veheicho shenoyagim lachter untergartel veibergartel. But if the minigamokin is, they wear two belts, that's the minigamokin. The bottom belt is not as nice as the top belt. So the top belt is fancy, and they have two belts, and the bottom belt. The haino hatachtoin einoi noem. The tachtoin is not nice. Vashaini Noel. And the second belt is a nice belt. It's a Shabbosika belt. It matches with his pants. The bottom belt, somehow, there's a color clash with the pants. But I'll come on them, and it's not a nice belt. It's a rubbed-out belt. The top belt is a nice belt. So can show you a ben. So good. I hear all your hezboinis. So why do you need the bottom belt then? All the reasons why you need the top belt is gebaldig. But why do you need the bottom belt? So we're just the top belt. Voisin kein shutoy vlachke basheini al horishim. It seems the top belt holds better. Perhaps the material that the bottom belt is holding together is a slippery material, that the top belt would not somehow be too good on the material. But the top belt on the bottom belt holds very good. Aisha Sheini who caught some, or the top belt is short, so that means, so it covers the bottom belt, could be, but it can't, to be supportive, it's also not supportive. It's just there that it's to cover it. Shari. So this is permissible. So then, these two belts, each belt has a use. The bottom belt is doing wonders to hold up whatever it's holding up. And the top belt is being used, and we can use one belt to give a nice appearance. V'chein b'chayodah mitzadein dein limchais v'zeh v'medina yishanoigim kein. Chasfu achroinim d'ma yishanoigis tzas noshim. Some women, they had a minig lachter b'chagoyram. It seems they had a belt which, it seems, by the waist tightened the beged. Va'oid choygrim b'chagoyram ala beged harochav milemato. That means it seems they were wearing a type of a beged, and then they had either another beged or the dress they were wearing flared out, which was much wider. And so there was another belt underneath it. That the chelik of the beged that was very wide, that seems it was very long also, was trailing on the earth, was getting dirty. So the second belt is put in a lower position on the beged, and it is used to lift up the bottom chelik of the beged. So also, perhaps even it's the same dress, but it's two halakim. So this is muta. Gam ken shari kimin shesay chulika. V'chein roi linhoig. So the Gemara says, don't make one belt on top of the other belt. Al kein shlof mantle. The person has a robe that he wears when he goes to sleep. He wears this robe. Shetofo boy hemyono. Now in this robe, there's sewn to the robe, a chelik of the robe, a belt. So the robe comes with a belt, and the back is sewn to the robe. Fine. Im reite lachker hagoyra ala shlof mantle. Now he wants to wear another belt for some reason over this robe. Now he has a problem. He can't take out the bottom hagoyre, it's sewed to the robe. He wants to take another belt for some reason. So he says something very interesting. So don't tie the bottom belt that's sewn to the robe. That means the back is sewn, the front you tie. Don't tie. Leave it hang. Leave it hang. So you don't have a belt which is holding the robe together because you did not tie the belt of the bottom robe. And now the top belt is functioning because it is holding together the two sides of the robe. He's going out with it. No. I'm going to look, Alan. No. Okay. Fine. The bottle I beg it Achashin Toffel boy. So the bottom belt, which is not functioning, is bottled to the baggot. Mashane came. But if he'll use the bottom belt, now, before we go further, we'll say over a few in your name that Dirshu brings down. There was someone that asked in the Rav Moshe, he wanted to wear a galtel to shul. He was embarrassed to wear the galtel over his jacket. Masami was walking in the street, and the people in the street would not have complimentary remarks about his galtel. He doesn't want to wear it in the street, fine. But he wants to have a galtel in shul. So he puts the galtel over the belt. So he asked Rav Moshe if this is mutter. He needs the galtel. So Moshe, this is not mutter. It's also, a galtel over a galtel with the moasas. You need the galtel for davening. I'm sorry. That he said he answered it. Then he had an eater, so he won't wear his tie-pin. He'll put the galtel, instead of the tie-pin, he'll put the galtel over the tie. So the galto will hold the tie instead of the tie pin. So Ramesha said, no. The tie is not a malbish. The tie is a tachshit. And the tie pin is also a tachshit. You don't make a galto for a tachshit. Also no good. So he didn't have an answer for him. The only eight is that one of the two either put it over the jacket or bring it to shul before Shabbos. Since he didn't know which shul is going to daven for. To make up your mind which shul you're going to daven. Fine. That's a tshuva of Rav Moshe. About upon them, we're going to hold cheshbon. Rav Moshe held over a jacket in smutter. That is the remor. That's over a jacket in smutter. He didn't have any problems with this. Over the pants, it's also. The Rabbi Yamin Silber held that a galtel b'chlal is not a malbish. It is worn l'tzayrach tefillah. He said like this, chassidim wear a galtel the whole day, no shayla. That's their malbish. That's the way they... A person who wears a beckenshire, so the beckenshire comes with that's how they wear the beckenshire with a galtel. Also no problem. But if a person is wearing a jacket, and he's wearing the galtel only l'tzayrach tefillah, so there's a machloikis. Rabbi Yomim Silber holds it also, the Minchas Yitzchak holds it smuto. And the Minchas Yitzchak, he holds the smut, it's no problem. Over the jacket, he holds perhaps over the pants, it's also mutter. What? Put the gout over the thallus? So the thallus is no problem. What? What's with the gout over the thallus? The thallus is no problem. Look at the gout. Thallus is bigger. Look at the gout. So 1 second. So he says if one wants to be machmem, he can keep his buttons open. And hold together the jacket with his galto, and that he's matter. Okay, this is with a galto. And a gavuchet is a moiridike machloikis. We hear over here that a shlof mantle, you can wear a shlof mantle without tying it. That's what it says over here. And this is moiridike nageya. Let's talk about shoes with open laces. A raincoat, if you have a belt with that's not tied to the belt, you have loops, and you have a belt in the raincoat, are you allowed to wear this raincoat with the belt without using it? So there's a machloikis. The Rav Shloime Zalman, the Rav Nissen Karelet, Rav Chaim Kanievsky hold it is mutter. Maybe can go without closing it. Unless you're afraid, it'll fall off. But if like this, you're allowed to wear a raincoat if it's in loops. And Rav Binyamin Silva holds it's also to wear shoelaces that are not tied, and to wear a belt that's in loops that is also not tied.
Hangings?
Yeah, it's not being used. Why the sneakers without laces? Are laces there also? Oh, there's no laces. Oh, here's the hose without laces. Oh. Oh.